Probably fair. So we gave you an update that the Nuggets beat the Cavaliers by 13. And
that's pretty awesome. No one's going to care.
No one's going to care. But, well, I mean, people care, but they also don't care because they know that
like,
it means
oh,
nothing.
Oh, it's just the Nuggets.
Just the Nuggets. But this is kind of a big deal. The United States is beating Puerto Rico 4-0, top of the seventh. They play a full 9 innings, right, in World Baseball. They don't just, like, call it after 7, like Little League.
As they say in everywhere south of here, posible.
I mean, I'm going to assume they play real baseball in the World Baseball Classic.
No, I believe it's 9 innings. Okay. I mean, come on.
So the thing about
this is...
It's
not metric. If it's a metric, it'd be 10 innings. Come on. What?
Nice,
what?
Nice,
no,
nice.
I didn't mean that. It just came out that way.
So I just want to see how many
but
pitchers.
That was funny.
I want to see how many pitchers the United
10
States
Ten innings,
has
right?
Used.
Come on. Give me that one.
Well,
I mean, that was fun. I didn't mean to do it.
I will give you that you said it. It's
no, it was
not
funny.
Funny.
Come on. It was. Come on. Alex.
It's not funny.
Come on.
Don't encourage him, Alex.
Come on. That was a little funny.
So. Puerto Rico is losing, but the story, I think the real story is the pitcher for the United States.
No.
Matt Stroman, I believe
okay.
is his name.
Okay, Stroman.
He is currently...
No! Wow. Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just telling you to be careful as you're treading on some very thin ice.
What? What?
As the Scottish would say about baseball.
So you're... Okay.
Yes, no, wait.
I don't care. I don't mind saying it.
Can I? Okay. Well, no. Let me. Can I translate for people who actually have this fear?
Okay.
I'm sorry that I have this fear, but sometimes when you know the team you are supporting is doing something spectacular, for instance, in this game where the pitcher has managed to get so far everyone who's come up to the plate. No one has managed to put a ball into the outfield or the infield and managed to get safely that way. What? What?
Why don't you just say...
No! Because, man, do you watch the Rockies?
Yeah, I do.
See, so here's the thing about the Rockies. The Rockies are like amplified everything else that goes on in terms of baseball. So if you were to do this for the Rockies, there's no way. 7 runs, blah, they would lose it. Like this whole same thing. The same thing you're doing here. The United States has a 4-0 lead late in this game, and the pitchers are doing what they're supposed to do.
What is the worst that you think can happen if I tell people what's going on?
I don't know, man. But listen, in the past year, we've seen the Chicago Cubs. We've seen Northwestern get into the tournament.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Those are all. Oh.
Do you read the Bible?
A USA pitcher just got nailed in the back. Those were all. Those were all surprising kind of miracle things that happened.
Yeah. Do you know why they're all that happened? Because someone didn't mention it beforehand.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding? You don't think people are talking about Chicago Cubs in the playoffs and winning the World Series like at the All-Star break? Constantly. Wilbon on ESPN couldn't stop himself.
Yeah, but see, the whole thing is that most of us knew that was like the plague showing up in the middle of Nebraska. It's just the likelihood of it to happen was just so small. And it just managed to happen. And it's shocking to us all in a way that's crippled us in a way that maybe, you know, we haven't been crippled in a long time. I mean, think of the events that have happened since the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. I mean, the United States is upside down in itself, and I blame the Cubs.
Well, I mean, a lot of crazy stuff has happened, but I don't think saying that America has a no-hitter going right now.
Goodness, man!
I don't think
you
it's...
You just killed it!
It is not... Listen.
What are you doing?
Listen, if... If... The United States pitcher loses the no-hitter.
We're screwed.
Oh, my goodness.
If the United
Twice.
States pitcher loses this.
Come on, man. Spitting
in the next two innings.
Wow.
Three innings.
What else do you do? Do you tug on Superman's cape?
I do.
Do you spit in the wind?
I do.
All the time.
Do you pull the mask off the old low ranger?
Yep.
And you, of course, you mess around with Jim.
Yeah, all the time.
Look at you. You're bad,
not,
big fuzz.
I do not have that
the baddest
kind of
man in
superstition.
don't know. I can't really think of what rhymes with fuzz right now. That would be
Santa
a better
Cruz.
Looking. Oh my God, so bad. Stop it. That was worse than it. Listen.
No,
come
listen.
On, man. No,
I can,
no, listen,
I can
man.
Admit it that that was
no,
bad.
No, listen. No.
And I
no.
only do it once
that,
every
no,
week.
No, the failure in that was not the fact that the joke was not funny.
The joke was terrible.
Execution was awful.
They were both bad.
No.
Yeah.
No, listen. Joke. One. Okay.
The joke
one
was
line,
terrible.
One line. Telling one-liners.
Is a no, sin.
Listen, telling one-liners. Rule one, it has to, if you're going to, you can't not match. It has to rhyme.
Right. That's why I said the joke was terrible.
Yeah.
The execution was terrible. But it's a one-liner. So it was destined to be terrible from the beginning.
You said, what was it? What were we talking about? Santa Cruz? No, Port Luce or something like that.
I don't know.
Man,
I
terrible.
Couldn't think of anything, but that doesn't
hurt. Yes, it hurt.
The point is, no. It doesn't matter because even if the United States pitcher Loman, I'm going to make sure that's not
Willie Loman,
Stroman.
Okay, Willie Loman's pitching for the
Stroman.
United States, and he's throwing. He's so far all of the pitches that he's thrown, none have been managed to be swung at and connected with by the opposing team.
Here's his line right now: 6 innings no pitched. No hits, no runs, no earned runs, 1 walk. So actually, he's only 1 Puerto Rican batter has managed to reach base right now. 3 strikeouts. So a lot of balls in play. And,
that's the second. That's the third dirtiest thing that's been said on the radio today. Did I tell you that I was listening to Les and Eric Goodman today, and I heard him? I heard Les Goodman say that they were talking about the shot cock, and then he said shot cock, and all of a sudden everyone stopped and started giggling. It's like, oh, that just made it worse. And it was right on after, and my dad was in the car with me, and he said, I think he just said shot cock. And I said, oh, for sure, Les Shapiro just said shot cock. And Eric Goodman said, I'm not touching that. And I said, I don't blame you, Eric. I wouldn't want to touch a shot clock either. A shot cock either. See, I mistake either.
So they were trying to say shot clock.
Well, it only happened once. I'm just elaborating.
But it came out as shot cock.
Well, it wasn't a shot cock. Just yeah. once. And then they got all embarrassed.
They just kind of let it hang there for a bit.
I mean, I don't know what the problem is. I mean, everyone likes a good shot cock.
I don't even know what that is.
No freaking way.
It sounds like shuttlecock. I don't know what that
it
is.
It could be a shuttlecock. It could be a practice cock.
I think they were trying to say shot clock.
Yeah.
You got to remember your L's when you say clock.
Clock.
Like, really emphasize the L. Clock. Because, like, you know, they used the old term, I'm going to clock you.
Yeah, don't do
does
that.
Does not really come across the same if you forget the L.
That hurts.
That's bad.
That sounds painful.
Yes, it does.
You know,
for
only,
both parties.
You know what? The only place that this conversation makes sense is in South Carolina.
Why? Oh, because of the Gamecocks.
Shoot, we know what Shotcocks are.
They're the Gamecocks.
They're the ones in the Sweet 16s that are the one who beat up Duke.
Speaking,
I'm just telling you, Frank Martin, the angriest man in college sports.
Speaking of.
Frank Martin, he'll look at you and he'll stare right through you and kill your mom. With
who
his
you,
eyes.
Who do you have? Do you have any upsets planned for this week? For this weekend's Sweet 16?
Upsets?
Yeah. So like.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my wife to go on a date with. Ha ha! But that's an upset.
You've lost Villanova. You've lost 2 of your Final Fours.
I'm
in
still
one of your
like. Let me look. I gotta type. Okay, so type.
I still have all my Final Fours. I've only lost 2 of my Sweet 16s. I'm doing really well. I have Wisconsin going one more round.
And you didn't even put your name. See, I'm going to be finished first in my thing because, you know.
I didn't do it on this one.
I know.
I didn't do it for the Mahi.
So, like, let's see. So, I am in.
Kasuntite. No. You're allergic to the all NCAAs, right. Apparently.
I guess. I guess. This is terrible. Yahoo, maybe. Yahoo! That's you! I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, you.
I'm third from the bottom. I'm tied for second to last at 20. And but of us, I have a lot of upside. I still have 140 possible points. So, I mean, there's
if your teams come through, yes. Now I can go nowhere else but down, really, because I'm already doing really well. Mm-hmm. I haven't lost any Final Fours. I've lost 2 of my Sweet 16s.
Wow. I mean, I'm just saying, Big Fuzz, why'd you take me to Vegas, baby?
Because
it would end
year.
Up like it would end up like a worst case scenario
yeah,
of the recreation of where the Buffalo roam.
Yeah, it
like,
would be,
it would be that. because none of us are near as accomplished as, you know. Did you hear how much he was bought to shoot out of a cannon?
Are you talking about Hunter S. Thompson?
Yes.
Oh,
Johnny
yeah.
Depp paid $100,000
to shoot him out of a cannon. But that was his will. Like, in his will.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.